This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is the 6th of July, so we're beyond the 4th of July. But I think still a lot of people on vacation. They're enjoying themselves. That's good. Keep your eye on the road if you're driving, because a lot of work being done on roads around the country, as is always the case. I can go off on my treatise and my toot about that, but I shan't, because we have other things to talk about here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is my faithful companion. Well, that sounds good. Your husband won't get upset if I say that, right?
No, not at all.
Okay, all right. There's some good news about this giant water lily. Have you seen this? The biggest water lily in the world.
This thing is massive.
And it is a new species. So this sort of, if I get off on my toot about all those people that worry about extinction, the world is full of things that will go away and new things that will emerge. So all those, I'm a conservationist at heart and down to my core, but the people who are worried about saving a frog that has a wart on its left knee because it's the last one and we're going to make them extinct. Well, you know what? Sooner or later, probably sooner, there'll be a toad or a frog that'll come with a wart on its right knee. And so you will have worked all these, you'll save the, you know, all the waterways and all the stuff that's being conserved. You can't do that's habitat. You can't mess with that. Habitat for what? Well, there's a new species. And okay, what's the old species? You know, this all this stuff. It becomes rhetoric. And it's like the climate changers. There's something to what they say, but they become so zealous with it that they lose the average person. They get lost in the numbness of all these descriptions about what we have to save or what we have to do. So on that background, here we have this enormous water lily. I wonder if Megan and Miles saw this. They were in London last week. I have to ask them. The Royal Botanical Gardens, I think they did go visit there. So this new species is it's in the herbarium, in the gardens herbarium. And so what is this? How do we, is there a phylum and a strata and all that other stuff with this?
I don't know what those words mean.
You remember?
I was about to answer the question, then you went further, and my brain just went, what?
Okay, yeah. So if you in botany, probably that would be the first place you'd be exposed to it. There's a, well, in biology as well. Like, we are Homo sapiens. We, as the human being, is a Homo sapien. And there are different phyla and different, I know I'm getting really into the weeds here, but if you understand botany, as with biology, there are species and the categories of species, and they're identified usually with two names, and they're normally Latin names. So in this case, what they have in the herbarium is this water lily that's I'm looking for the species and I can't find it, but oh, here it is. No,
Victoria.
No. It's a Latin sounding name. Anyway, not important to the story.
Well,
the important
cool about
thing
this
is big.
it is massive, and it was found in London's Royal Botanic Gardens. So it wasn't just out in the wild where they have to look at pictures and compare whatever. They noticed this, and it just kept growing and growing and growing,
yep.
And it became much bigger than the other ones. So they started studying it a little bit more and realized, oh no, we just identified a new species.
Yeah, it is a new species. So at any rate, it weighs 176 pounds. It looks like it's about 12 feet across, is it? I'm looking at a picture of it. And I can't tell by 8 to 10 feet maybe. But this is, water lilies usually are about a foot or less. You see them in fresh water all the time. So now this big one has come, and they're doing a little, the horticulturists are doing some research on it to see what the story is and why it grew as big as it did. And there's a lot of different things that factor in here. What's the soil like? The water that it's in? What's there? Apparently, they've been growing these various specimens for 177 years, and this is the biggest one. No, here it is. The phylum and species is V. boliviana. Did you see that?
Yes.
V.
Yeah. And right. Do you know what the V stands for, Doug?
I do not.
Victoria? Victoria.
Okay, all right. Victoria, thank you. So anyway.
Were these originally found with Queen Victoria? Is that why they got these
I
names?
Think that's when they were.
There's what? There's three different Victorias now.
Yes. But I believe, weren't they brought to England from Bolivia? Is that what they call them, Boliviana?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that's the case.
Good call.
I think that's probably the case. So anyway, it's kind of cool to see some of this new stuff and not worry about the old stuff, because it is going to go the way it is. The planet is 4.5 billion years old. You think that because something has existed for 170 or 200 years or 300 years and it goes extinct, it's the end of the planet? I don't think so. And I'd like to have that perspective. I think it's nice to be able to celebrate some of the great, unique things that are a part of our planet and a part of our lives, but to go off half-cocked nuts, these nut birds that, you know, they want to save. I've run into this on the farm ad nauseum. I had 36 acres of corn land that was basically taken away from me because they're trying to protect some species of bobolink that you can find anywhere and everywhere. Oh, we got to protect the bobolinks. Can't mow the hay till July 15th. Or you can't plow the field anymore. We're going to let the natural habitat take over. So lots of brush and weeds and things grow up, and it's good for the bobolink. Well, I'm not sure it is even good for the bobolink, but I know I get tired of all of these people from the government saying, you can't go onto that land because you're going to run over a squirrel or some other stuff that's nonsense. Anyway, I think I made my feelings clear on that.
Yes.
Excuse me. All right, so the shootings, we got to spend a little time, I guess, a little more on Highland Park and other problems that happened over the 4th of July. We'll do a recap of that after this.
Parents, do you want to get your perfect angel the perfect shoes? Then you need to get your kids Skechers, because Skechers has award-winning designs and fits your kids love. We've got the perfect shoes for boys, like Megacraft, that will make them the envy of the playground, and the perfect shoes for girls, like Flip Kicks, with sparkly sequins that flip so they can change colors and designs. And we've got Stretch Fit that stretch for a perfect fit. Shoes that light up, shoes that sparkle, shoes that easily slip on and off, shoes with straps, and everything in between. And many of them are perfectly machine washable, so you can just toss them in the laundry and keep them looking great. Plus, many have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam, so you know your kids' feet will be taken care of in perfect comfort. And best of all, they're perfectly priced, so you can give your kids what they want and give your budget a break. Perfect styles, perfectly durable, perfect price. Skechers are the best shoes made for the money. They're just perfect. Find Skechers Kids at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever kids' shoes are sold.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
All right, 16 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So we have the stories of the 4th of July celebrations that were shot up. Some people panicked. We were addressing this a little earlier, Jay, mistaking fireworks for gunfire in many communities all across the country over the 4th of July weekend. So that's also another thing that's caused some communities to not have the celebrations, that is, the fireworks, because people are afraid you know, with all the shootings that we've talked about,
yes.
The Highland situation,
and we're not
Orlando.
Just talking about the commercial fireworks that are going off in the sky. There's those little, those popper things, and
yeah.
The stuff that you throw at the ground, and what are they? I forget what they're called, but you light them up, and they just make all these different pop sounds. That these are
sparklers.
The things that are in the crowd. It's not the sparklers.
No, not sparklers.
It's, yeah, it's something else, and you, they make all these, like, pop, 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 pop sounds, and they're
yeah.
in the crowd. So it's got everybody just... People are just confused and panicked.
Yeah, it's a crazy reality. Anyway, this guy, Crimo, has been charged. Good. Maybe he needs to go away, or, I don't know, they have death penalty in Illinois? I don't think they do. He wanted to kill everybody. You see these, some of these notes? He legally purchased a rifle that was used in the attack, even though the police had visited him twice in the last 2 years. They confiscated knives from him. One of the members of his own family said that he had threatened to kill all of them. So they called the police. They went through his room in his home. They found dozens of knives. They found guns. And yet this guy legally purchased a rifle.
Mm-hmm. There's history there of
right.
this kind of mentality.
Yeah, right. Anyway... So some of the states are taking action. I noticed something passed in New Jersey the other day that tightened up the gun laws there. I'm sure it'll be sort of brought to the state Supreme Court there. Speaking of that, the next front line in the fight over abortion will be the state Supreme Courts, because it's settled now on the federal level. So one wonders what the arguments would be. I find this to be discussion anathema. I just don't want to talk about it because it doesn't go anywhere. And neither is the gun thing, as far as that's concerned. One of the things that is concerning, my daughter, who had in vitro fertilization, was talking about this, and I wonder if it's true or not, whether or not in vitro IV will be affected by this, by abortion. And I don't, you know, there's so many different angles to this.
Mm-hmm.
My son, my grandson, Miles, was conceived in vitro because they couldn't do it any other way. And there were three tries. I think he was on the third try. But imagine me thinking now, after Megan's asking me the question, could it be that my grandson might not have existed because of some interpretation of this law that allows, it doesn't allow you to have in vitro fertilization anymore? If that's the case, man, do I want a revolution. And this all becomes so personal.
Yes.
All of these discussions, so personal. Good God.
Well, and everything goes into a box where most people
yeah.
who are pounding their fists for pro-life are thinking just in the sense that abortion is people, or it's anybody who's trying to abort the pregnancy because they were being careless, and that's their form of birth control. And there is so much. There's so much more.
There's a lot of that.
We talked about Debbie
yeah.
Reynolds and myself, my miscarriage. My body didn't understand that I had miscarried the baby, and the baby was dead inside of me for 2 weeks before I was able to have a procedure, which is the exact same abortion procedure. And so health insurance didn't cover it because it's listed that I had an abortion even though it was a missed miscarriage.
Yeah.
That's something that wouldn't happen. I wouldn't be able to do that living in Ohio or living in Tennessee. I would have had to wait until my body
absolutes,
basically went to sepsis.
Absolutes never work. Never. Never, never, never. So some... words to the wise. Nothing is an absolute one way or the other. Don't forget our Good Day downloads every day. A service, actually, Jay spends a lot of time going through the material that we talk about, puts it together in a podcast, wraps it up. We were talking about the Statue of Liberty the other day and Independence Day celebrations, that sort of thing. The shootings, we've had that in our discussion pocket, if you will, any number of days this week. Bret Michaels and his health scare, talking about that. How much of the Supreme Court stuff can we keep talking about? Well, it's there. Find it on gooddayshow.com.
From Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How about that for being interpretive? You like that? You'll get the progressive. Or if you don't like the phone, you can go to progressive.com for progressive insurance for your motorcycle, boats, and RVs. That's it. In a moment, we're going to take you on a trip with Jason Mimosa and his former wife, Lisa Bonnet, right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so Jason Mimosa as the star of the Aquaman things, right? His name is
yes.
Momo, I know, but Mimosa.
You know, I just love
married
it.
Married to Lisa Bonnet. Lisa Bonet used to be on the Cosby Show, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
She was with Lenny Kravitz for a long time. Lisa Bonet has the world's strongest genes because her daughter with Lenny, Zoe Kravitz, looks like a spitting image of Lisa.
Her.
And then her daughter with Jason Momoa, again, looks exactly like her. Exactly
Don't
like her.
Don't they have a son, too? Or did he have a son with somebody else?
No. This is so Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet have two kids together, Lola, their 14-year-old daughter, and Nakoa Wolf, who is their 13-year-old son.
What kind of a name is that?
Oh, he's Hawaiian.
He's Hawaiian, Samoan. So it's a Samoan. Nakoa Wolf. Okay.
Yeah, but Jason took his kids to the Rolling Stones show, and apparently it was just an amazing show, but everybody's really talking about how much Lola looks like Lisa Bonet.
Uh-huh. Her name was Lola. Who did that song?
She was a show.
Barry Manifold. Remember that? Yeah, he did that. Okay.
And do you know what was in her hair?
We got to go through the lyric line quickly. I can't. Rose, was a rose in her hair?
No.
A feather was in her hair.
And I just cut down to there. I can go on all day. That's such a great song.
It is a great song. He's fabulous. I love it. He's like 80-something, and he's still outperforming. Something about him and his songs that just hit me emotionally right there where that button is. All right, so anyway, we got enough info out there on Mimosa and Bonet?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay, so we have some comments. Actually, there are a lot of comments that come from social media that I want to get to in the next half hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Again, connect to us by going to Facebook and Instagram if that's your preferred connection, at Good Day Radio Show, or if you're on Twitter, Good Day On Air. Those reach us, and then some of the things that you express we will repeat for the benefit of the audience coming up in a few moments. Here it's 28 after.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden touted a federal program to delay insolvency for private unions' pension funds. Biden spoke in Cleveland, Ohio on Wednesday about the American Rescue Plan's special financial assistance program.
Pension plans that serve 11 million Americans across the country. And to make sure these pensions are managed responsibly and to protect the participating workers and retirees, the federal government oversees and ensures the plans. Well, we've seen the risk of millions of workers face as they watch their hard-earned pensions turn into broken promises.
However, critics say taxpayer dollars should not be used to bail out pensions negotiated by unions. Tyson Foods says it struck a deal to buy stakes in two Saudi-based poultry businesses as part of its effort to drive growth beyond the U.S. and tap rising demand globally for protein. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The man accused of killing seven people at an Independence Day parade in the Chicago area appeared in court on Wednesday.
The man accused of spraying gunfire into a Chicago area Independence Day parade from a rooftop, 21-year-old Robert Cremo, made his first court appearance on Wednesday to face seven first-degree murder charges. The judge has denied Robert be released on bail. The state of Illinois has done away with capital punishment back in 2011, so if convicted, the suspect could face life in prison without the possibility of parole. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Reports show that red states, those that lean Republican, have recovered faster economically from the pandemic than Democratic-leaning blue ones, with workers and employers moving from the coast to the middle of the country and Florida. Since February 2020, the month before the pandemic began, the share of all U.S. jobs located in red states has grown by more than half a percentage point, according to an analysis of Labor Department data by the Brookings Institution think tank. Red states have added 341,000 jobs over that time, while blue states were still short 1.3 million jobs as of May. A marina in northwest Michigan was shut down on Sunday after a diesel leak from the yacht of Tim Allen. The movie star told the Traverse City Record Eagle that he felt very uncomfortable being the reason why the harbor was closed until late Monday. Allen is being held responsible for the cleanup costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're celebrating Barry Manifold.
Larry?
Larry? Gary? Huh? What? I love your laugh. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with Barry Manilow. We just made reference to him. Some of the music that is that lives forever. This is the kind of stuff, in my mind, that would live forever. There isn't anything Barry Manilow ever recorded that I didn't like. People have teased me all the time. Some of the women in my life said I definitely was in touch with my feminine side because of how much I liked Barry Manilow. But it is, he's just, the stuff is happy.
He's fantastic.
He really is. His little guy's name is Barry Pincus. That's what his real name is.
Oh, really? And,
yeah.
That's
right.
Such a fun name. Why would he change it?
Well, I don't know. I didn't ask him. But he changed it to Manilow, whatever. There's some, obviously, when people change their names like that, there's something that happens to them. Either their manager says, well, let's find a name that's more suitable. And who knows what the, you know, I've told the story on the air about how the Buffalo Springfield, you know, the singing group, the Buffalo Springfield, they used to be called something else. But they, and part of the group was from Buffalo, New York, and another part was Springfield, Massachusetts. And it's, for whatever the reason, they solidified the name of the group. They were traveling on the interstate from between Boston and Buffalo, as it turned out, and there was work being done. And if you know the old two or three different types of steamrollers, Galleon made one, and I don't know, but one of them was the company was called Buffalo Springfield, and you'd see that on these large steamrollers and some of the other stuff that was used to work on the roads. I don't think they make them anymore, but that's where they got their name. All right, so
I always find that's so interesting, especially when people like Robert De Niro or Anne Hathaway, those are their actual names, but in real life, he goes by Bobby, she goes by Annie. You look at actress Emma Stone, her name is Emily, and the only reason she went with Emma, nobody calls her Emma, apparently, it's because there was already somebody in the guild, in the SAG-AFTRA guild, named Emily Stone, so she wasn't able to use that name, so she had to do something to kind of differentiate. So
well, that happened with Nicolas Cage. His real name is Coppola, because he's the...
He's part of that dynasty.
Right. Yeah, he is. And so he didn't want to, for whatever the reason, he wanted to be on his own. He didn't want to be associated for his own reasons. So he, I'm not sure if it was that middle name or where that came from, but I know his real name is Nicolas Coppola. Okay, let's celebrate National... What should we celebrate first? National Air Traffic Control Day or National Fried Chicken Day? Today.
I don't know. The air traffic control is pretty fascinating, especially the way they used to do it before today's current technology. Like, they used a blackboard to track.
Yeah, and binoculars.
Yes, right? And then
there's a plane over there. Let's bring it in on runway 3.
And based on how quick the plane was going through the air, they would kind of guesstimate their next location once they were out of view. That's
Can you imagine
just astounding.
That? Do you know that on any average day, an average hour, there are 5,000 planes flying over the United States at any one time?
And we have totally believe that.
Perfected the air traffic control system, even though it's not as good here, we're told, as it is someplace else, other places like Europe. But to keep track of all those planes... And they have, especially when the weather's bad. That's what blows my mind. You can't see where you're going. The planes are being directed to land by using, you know, the devices, radar and stuff, because you can't see. And, you know, I always used to, when I was a young flyer, look out the window and we got into the clouds and I was thinking, okay, when do we see land? Now, I don't even think about it. You know, you don't, much of my traveling is done kind of at the end of the day, so it's dark when I land,
so
unless
really
I
this much.
Take the early flight to L.A., and then I get in there at 10 o'clock, and it's kind of fun to watch, but it really is, it is amazing how this technology has been developed over the years. So we celebrate the traffic controllers and their system. There have been a lot of crashes early on. When commercial air traffic was starting, there were crashes all over the world. There was one in France, 1922, the fog, a bunch of people died in that because they were flying from Paris to London, go over the English Channel any day. I mean, there's fog there most of the time. Hello, a foggy day in London town, you know that song? I remember flying when Megan was in school over there. I used to go back and forth every month, spend a week with her. And I remember going over once, and Heathrow was fogged in, couldn't land. Gatwick was fogged in, you couldn't land there. Stansted was fogged in. So we landed some little airport. It was the weirdest thing. We were on a 747, and the plane landed. And you could see the cornfield in front of the plane. So, and there was, when they landed on this runway, it was Cardiff, that's where it was. And the runway was so short, you know, it takes almost a mile to get a 747 off the ground, like 4,300 feet. And there was like 2,400 feet in this runway. So once they landed there, they had no idea how they were going to get the planes out of there. Somehow they did. But there were, because so many planes come into London early in the morning, there were like 100 planes. Big DC-10s and L-1011s and 747s, and they just all lined up all along the runway. And that because the English that part of England gets fogged in a lot. So imagine back 100 years ago when they first started to have commercial air traffic and nobody could see where they were going. No wonder there were crashes. But today, now it's all the computers calculate the speed of the aircraft, and you know when the pilot gets on as you are taking off, expected travel time to Boston from Los Angeles. Our flight time today is 4 hours and 37 minutes, and damned if they don't get it on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Exactly.
Right. How do they know what they're going to encounter in a 3,000-mile trip across the country? But they figured it out. So anyway.
And even when we're delayed, sometimes we still land. We're not delayed when we land. We land on time.
Yeah.
And that one always kind of got me.
Well,
I was like,
and then,
really? Did you just make up the time in the air, go a little bit faster?
Yeah, that's what they do. They can go faster.
Did we hit zero Gs and we didn't feel it?
They try to run at 0.8 Mach. Between Mach 7, let me see, what is it? Mach 0.78 to Mach 0.84. And the faster you travel, the more fuel it burns up, unless you're up high. That's why when they take off, they try to get up as high as they can early on, because that's the way to save the plane's heavier because there's more fuel in it. So, anyway, it's really kind of cool to know that we have up there. And if you ever get a chance to go to the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, the Smithsonian, or any of the things that tie into air travel, do yourself a favor and do it. You get a chance to go down to Florida instead of spending all your time at Disney. Go over to the Space Coast and see what goes on there. It is fascinating and great Americana stuff. I've actually, when I've been through there any number of times, I'm proud of America because of the way all that stuff has been developed and figured out. We are very good at things like that, and we should not. I noticed the other day Boeing was the main sponsor for the annual 4th celebration on PBS. And Boeing certainly had its problems, and deservedly so because of the management. But still, it's a wonderful, proud name in Americana. For 100 years, Bill Boeing, William Boeing, he wasn't around with the Wright. Well, he was around, but then he sort of got together when he saw what the Wright brothers did. He started designing flying machines. And so the company that has his name, that's into all kinds of flight, started with him doing essentially what was the next step in the Wright brothers' progress to being able to fly. He built the first commercial airplane. So, kind of a cool story. Okay, now it's National Fried Chicken Day. Fried chicken. There are more ads for more kinds of fried chicken. Arby's, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A. How many more can you name?
Oh, and people are trying to get in on the whole fried chicken sandwich craze because,
right.
And you would think Popeye's fried chicken would have been one of the first, but
right.
Last year they added the chicken sandwich. Panera now has a chicken sandwich they're pushing out. Everybody wants to get in on this.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Dude. The earliest known recipe for fried chicken came from Hannah Glass in the 18th century. Cookbook was called The Art of Cookery Made Plain and Easy. Her recipe was named To Marinate Chickens. It was first published in 1747. And then there had been a lot of fried chicken recipes. But it is, well, Colonel Sanders probably best known, right? For being a modern-day fried chicken guru.
Oh, yeah, with all of his mystery
right.
herbs and
nobody
spices.
Knows. Well, if you learn, we're going to kill you if you find out what the secret recipe is for Kentucky Fried
There's
Chicken.
There's all kinds of NDAs that have to be signed.
Right. Yes. 1964, he sold the company. There were 600 Kentucky Fried Chicken franchises all over the country. I think there are probably three or four times more. It belongs to Yum Brands. Y-U-M. They own Taco Bell. They own the ice cream. What's what the heck's the name of them? I can see it now because they're in most of their stores.
Breyers?
No, it's two words. It's
Ben and Jerry's.
No, it's not Ben and Jerry's. It's another one with two names, though. Anyway, it's not important. They're just a big company. Yeah, Popeye's. and fry. I don't know. I don't like eating chicken because I know where it comes from, and I don't like eating fried food. But I'll tell you something. When you drive by one of these places and you smell it, you turn around and go back. Let's have a fried chicken sandwich. So there. All right, what do we have? I want to get to some of these comments from social media as we have time, so we'll get to that right after this.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try new Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. New Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Feet come in all shapes. You got fat feet, skinny feet, flat feet, high arch feet, short feet, and even feet so long people could probably surf on them. Cowabunga, baby! But they virtually all have one thing in common. They are perfect for Skechers Arch Fit footwear. You see, some people think that Skechers Arch Fit are just for people with fallen arches, but they're actually made for almost everyone. That's because all feet, no matter what the foot shape, will love the incredible comfort of arch support. Skechers is a comfort technology company, and they developed Arch Fit with experts to give you comfort and podiatrist-certified arch support in every step, for every age and every foot. Plus, Arch Fit come in a variety of widths and styles, including sneakers, sandals, and more, for both men and women, and many are machine washable, and all for a very affordable price. And get this, not only Arch Fit great for your feet, those are incredibly stylish. Just because they have arch support and are super comfortable doesn't mean they can't look great too. Come on, it's the best of both worlds. Kind of like a broccoli case is like chocolate. So don't wait. See how Arch Fit can work for you in a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
All right, let's get to some of the wisdom that gets passed through generations from comments, social media folks like Yvonne Jajari, what she's saying about what we've learned from her and what she learned from her grandparents. Vice.
Well, yeah, this is something that she's paid forward and taught her children and grandchildren as well, that each person is equal and special and that they should treat everyone with the same respect that they want for themselves. That is
great advice.
Good one that everybody should be practicing.
Yeah, what else have we got here? Yeah.
Lynn Greer says, no matter how hard you work, you can't take material things with you when you die. Just be kind to people, learn to forgive your enemies, and don't let an argument get in between family members that prevents you from speaking to each other for years.
Amen. Yeah, there's so many people who waste so much of their energy being angry at their brothers or sisters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No, embrace your family members.
And you lose all that time, whether... Krista Ann, I like this one. During the Great Depression, her grandfather was a farmer. It was because of him and a couple other local farmers in their town that the local banks stayed afloat. Almost all banks in the area went under at that time.
Yep.
Now, he taught his kids, which was then taught to Kristen. She's going to pay it forward to hers. Always save 10% of your gross earnings from the time you start working, and you will never have to worry as you get older.
It's called tithing in the church. That's one of the things that... a lot of people do. They give 10% of their earnings to their church. However, whatever. Take care of yourself first, and then the church. Good words of wisdom. Thank you for your input, everybody. It's 10 before the hour.
Second guest dinners with friends.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Now at 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, time for a visit from the star of the show. It's, remember, you probably don't remember this, Liz, but there was a TV show called Star of the Day. I was about to sing the intro to it, Star of the Day. Who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do. So how does a typical call, let's say I go to the website toploss.com and I see some things that I am intrigued. I have fitness goals, and the questions that you get must be varied, or do you get the same questions all the time when you talk to potential, listeners and potential customers?
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? It could be blood pressure. It could be blood sugar. It could be heart medicine. The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. So it's safe even if you're on medicines. You take Calitrin right at bedtime. It does help with sleep too. So we've had people ask, you know, do I still take my sleep meds if I'm taking Calitrin? Absolutely you can. It's not going to interfere with that. It does just help your body sleep more soundly naturally. But whenever you're talking about some of the off the wall questions, you know, we have people that say, I have trouble swallowing capsules. We have a liquid option. We have a powder option. We also, if you want to mix and match Calitrin, like if you say, well, I'd rather have capsules, but I also want a liquid too for here and there, we can do that by phone too. We do mix and matches. all the time. So we do have that. And then, like you said, for long-term weight loss, that is another question that we get. Like, does this last forever? Like, am I going to gain all the weight back as soon as I get off of the product? And the answer with Calitrin is no, because Calitrin works with your body's natural processes to lose weight the way that your body wants to, by revving up your metabolism naturally, seeing the inch loss and the pound loss, you're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue. So you're just giving your body back what it needs to turn it back into that fat burning machine. So you're not actually working against your body's natural processes. So when you get off of the product, you're not going to gain all the weight back immediately. Like it doesn't work like that. Now over time, you will start losing the collagen protein and the lean muscle mass, but that takes a long time. So a lot of people, after you lose the weight with Calitrin, will just use it for maintenance. That's like what I do with it now around the holidays.
Yeah. So you talk to people on the phone. Also, people have questions that they email to you as well. Do you find that sometimes you build up relationships with clients, customers who are just interested in making sure they're doing it the right way, especially if they're long-term customers?
Absolutely. You know, that's one thing that we really pride ourselves in, is having customer service here at Calitrin. With every purchase of Calitrin, you get a personal Calitrin consultant. You get someone who is dedicated to helping you see the results with this product. And they're good at it. They've been doing it for 20-plus years. You know, we've got one, our head Calitrin consultant. She's been here for 25 years. So she's great at helping somebody who's got an issue, or maybe, hey, I can't take it at night. What's another way I can take it? She'll walk you through the best practice for that. You know, maybe it's going to be best for you to take it first thing in the morning. Or maybe if you were struggling with it, you know, let's say that you've been on it a month and you aren't seeing any side benefits, you aren't seeing any weight loss, you know, you've got somebody to reach out to and say, hey, what's going on? And she can help you. He or she can help you figure out, like, well, why would it not be working? And sometimes it could be something as simple as they weren't actually taking it correctly, or maybe they had something else going on, like, I'm going to say, like an overgrowth of, like, candida yeast in your gut. Like, it could be something totally crazy, but I'm telling you that they have been helping customers for over 20 years, 25 years to be exact.
Right. All right. So what's the deal? As we get into the summertime, Calitrin always has a deal. You go to toploss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at toploss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's at toploss.com. You can check it online. We do have free shipping on that special right now too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833-TOPLOSS. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, you know, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that. We can personalize that by phone. We also offer payment plans. If you wanted to split up your payments or split it with somebody else, we could do that by phone. So that's 1-833-TOPLOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body. Make sure you're healthy. Use Calitrin to stay that way. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
About Vine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.